Well, it's really, there's a simple explanation to that. He just has to look around him to see what's going on. On one side, he has Libya and Egypt and then Tunisia on the other. Change and adapt or face the same consequences as what is going on all around him. I think he's learned a lesson the easy way, let's say, rather than wait for the uprising to come to him. He's preempting it, which is a very smart thing to do.
Some people think this move is also a victory for the opposition. Do you see it that way?
Well, of course, it's a victory for the opposition. It's a victory for democracy as well. 19 years of state of emergency is more than enough.
Now, will this open doors for more democratic negotiations and possibly a credible election that will determine who leads Algerians in the future?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen. This is a first step in the right direction, let's say, and then we see where it goes from here. There's, you know, as you well know, in a democracy, you cannot predict how things will turn. There are elections, and whoever how the people vote, you have the turnout that you have to put up with. That's the way it goes. There's no, I mean, we can make predictions and say this and that party will win, but you know, it's very difficult to really know what's going to happen.
Do you think this move would take the possible wind out of the sails of anti-government protesters who demand President Bouteflika to step down, just like in neighboring countries in North Africa?
Well, you know, if he gives the protesters what they want, there's no reason for him to step down. I mean, the perfect analogy is what Sultan Qaboos of Oman did in the 70s when he was facing a rebellion in the Dhofar region. The rebels were asking had a list of demands which were quite very just. They wanted schools, they wanted roads, they wanted women, girls to go to school, they wanted hospitals, which they didn't have under the old Sultan, Qaboos's father, Sultan Said. And he gave them all of that, and then he said, okay, now what are you rebelling about? And the rebellion fittered out and died. So I think if these leaders in the Arab world begin to give the people what they want, and first and foremost is for them to step down because they've been there for so long, it doesn't make sense.
There's a school of thought that says that lifting this 19-year-old law could be a psychological comfort, signaling that Algeria is stable and safe after the country refers to as its national tragedy.
Well, yes, of course. But that's the excuse the government gives to retain the state of emergency. There is no reason for the state of emergency.